Chof Aleph Sivan, Thursday the 19th of June, Rabbi Elisha Koppel, Good or Ogud, Splitting Partnerships.
I just want to start with a small hakdama. It's just the first parak of Baba Basra is based on this, and that is there's two types of, let's start talking about fields. That's what the Gemara talks about. There's two types of fields. There's something called a soda or a chotzer, a courtyard, sheyeshba din chaluka. Sheyeshba din chaluka means you can split it. There is a din that you can split it. There's another thing called a chotzer sheyeshba din chaluka. Something which does not have a din chaluka. Now what's the difference? When do we say something has a din chaluka, something doesn't? So the Gemara tells us as follows. You saw it. That kol sheshmoi olav yesh bo din chaluka. Anything that after you split it, it stays with the same name. That means if it was a field before, and our yidei splitting it, you're just going to take one field and turn it into two fields. That's yesh bo din chaluka. And two shutfim that own this field, and they bought it together b'shutfas. And then one day, one shutuf had a fight with the other shutuf. The shutuf can come along and he can go to Beis Din and he can force them to put a fence down the middle of the field. They'll measure the field because it's a yesh bo din chaluka. Because what happened is you had one field and the one field became two fields. But what happens if you have something that after you split it, its name changes? An example of that would be a garage. A garage, its main zach is to park a car. And if you have a single garage, and you're going to split it, then the pshat is it's going to go from a garage to be a shed. It's going to be a small shed. It's not going to be a garage anymore. In Mamela, that, the halacha is, it's ein badin chaluka, and two shutfim, there are shutfim, in this chotzer or garage or whatever it is, that cannot be split, then they cannot force each other. It doesn't matter what the machlekes is, they cannot force each other to put a fence down the middle. There's no din they can force them each other to put a fence down the middle. So what happens? So the Gemara tells us, to the machlekes of Yehuda, Rav Nachman, there's something called good oy ogud. There's something called good oy ogud. The halacha of good oy ogud, the word good oy ogud is a machlekes Rishonim, what the words mean, the literal translation. Rashi learns good means name a price. It means it's a lashon ktsitsa. It's to say a price. And what the concept means is that I can go to the shotuf and I can tell him, listen, I'll buy your share for 10,000 or you buy my share for 10,000. That means I give I name the price, but the shotuf, the partner, he has the option either to sell his share for the price I name or to buy my share at the same price. That's the halacha of good or yogud. And the halacha of good or yogud, it says, it's very clearly said, we paskan it, it's machlokes in the Gemara, but good or yogud, we say by ein bo din chaluka. That means one person says the price, one shutuf, the one who wants the good or yogud, we call him the koiveya. He takes his shutuf to Beis Din, and he tells Beis Din, I'm willing to buy your share for 10,000, or if not, you buy my share for the same price. That's the din of good or ogud, and that's the way how something that cannot be split physically, because you cannot take a garage and split it because you're going to lose the shame of the garage, right? Then the memela, that's the way you split it. Are you day good or ogud? That's the hakdama. Now, by a yesh bo din chaluka, what do we consider shmoy olav? You can have many, many examples. What's called Shmoy Olav? I'll give an example just that you should understand the Shaila. You have a house, and it belonged to one person. He lived there, a father lived there all his life, he was Nifta, and there were two sons who were Yoyish. Now, one son wants to sell the house, and one son says he doesn't have a house, so he's willing to split it and turn it into two flats. He's willing to split it, he'll split it, you take one, you sell your half, and I'll live in one of them, you choose which one, he doesn't care which one, right? So now, is that called a yesh bo din chalukah or not? Is that considered something that is splittable? Right? I mean, saying that I'm going to go build a wall down a field, das ist mefurash in gemayah. When you have a chotzer, you have a courtyard, and there's two houses in the courtyard, and they share a courtyard, putting a fence down the courtyard, the Gemara says as long as each one has a ishtamshus of a courtyard, they can still use it for the same usage they could use it. Right? That's a yeshbot in chalukah. What happens if you have something which is right now a house? But when you split it, it's not going to be a house. It's not going to be a house. It's going to become two flats. Then is that a yesh b'din chalukah or not? So I just want to be magdam that the Mabit talks about a case as follows. The Mabit in Shuvah talks about a case with exactly the same case, but instead of being a house, the yarish and the palace. A palace, a mansion. And Mamela, they had this sichzuch, they wanted to split it or not, and the Mabit paskens that a mansion is a shem for itself. And because our Yidei is splitting it, it's going to go from a mansion to become two houses which are attached, but it's not going to be a mansion anymore. Zog de Mabit, that goes into the rule of Kol She'ein Shmoy Olov, Ein Badin Chalukah. The name's changed. The Marshach in Shuva argues, and he argues very strongly, and he says that name changing is not the name that you call it, it's the Hishtamshus, the usage. And the Mela, the usage of a house is to live in it. It's to live in it. And the Mela, it's only when you make the house unlivable by splitting it, right? You're taking a house and you're making it into a warehouse or into a shed, right? That's when it's called Ein Shmoy Olav, that you cannot split it. But when the Hishtamshus is the same, Zot the Mashach, then Avada and Avada, you could split it. And Mamela, when it comes to a mansion and there's two children that yashin it, Avada, one child can say he doesn't want to sell it, he wants to build a wall down the middle, and Mamela, Zot the Ayesh Vadin Chalukah. Now, the Mabit, if you look inside the Tshuva, doesn't be'etzem argue on the Mashach. The Mabit says along this, he says that the Hishtamshus of a mansion is an Anger Hishtamshus. That means living in a mansion is a certain type of living. It's a different type of living than living in a house. Amela, you can't show me through one type of living to another type of living, because that's also Ein Shmoy Olav. That's the chiddush of the Mabit. Not that Avada the Mabit agrees that you have to change Ishtamshus. And if you're not going to change Ishtamshus, then that's called a Yesh Badin Chalukah. The whole chiddush of the Mabit is that you can have different types of dira, different types of living, different qualities, and Mamela, that also will turn something into an Ein Badin Chalukah. So Mamela, back to the case that I gave, so when you have a house and you're going to split into two flats, then according to the Marshach, it's Pashat. It's Pashat, you can split it. One son can say, Zay Gevensh, we're not selling the whole house, we're splitting it. We're splitting it down the middle, or this way, it doesn't matter which way you're going to split it. You take one, you choose whichever one you want, I'll take the other, and get ended. According to the Mabit, you can clear a shayla, it's not clear, because you can clear if living in a flat is different than living in a house. Because the Mabit only talks about a mansion. Now you could hear a svara that living in a flat and living in a house is the same, it's just a question of space. Of a tnishkin under dira. A mansion of the Mabit is an under dira, it's a whole different type of living. Of a flat and a house is the Zobazach. And the Mela Lekula Alma could be in the Mabit, you can say a svara not like that. Now what happens?
Will the Marshach say if you want to take the mansion and split it into 20 flats?
No, there's no such thing as chalukah, right, more than your share. If you split your half into half,
you've got 10 yoshin.
Oh, you have 10 yoshin.
And they want to split it into rooms.
Yeah, if you have 10 yoshin, then each one has the time. Huh? It just makes things more complicated, of course. But then it has to be yesh within chalukah for all 10 of them.
Yeah.
So the minute you have 10 yoshim, it's going to be very rare that you're going to have something that yesh badin chalukah. Because you can't have one of them saying, I want to split into flats, unless there's enough flats for everyone to go, the same flats. It has to be the same flats. It can't be different, right?
I need a good architect, that's it.
Of them is done Marashdam. The Marashdam in Shuvah says, you can't stop, this case, the Marashdam in Shuvah says, you can't say yesh badin chalukah with extensions and with kolamin amaisis. That's not a yesh badin chalukah. Yesh badin chalukah means you're going to build a fence down the middle. That's why I said a classic case, there's two children, there's two floors, they're both the same size, you can make a simple split. You're going to have to start machan azoy and machan azoy. The Marashdam says in Shuvah Lehedin, the Chassam Sofer brings it down in Shuvah, that you can't, that's not a taina. You can't taina, I'm going to build and I'm going to do that, and Mamela I'll have a chalukah. Doesn't matter, but we're shutfim, and we're handling here what you can force me to do. I'm a shutf with somebody, right? So you have to buy me out then. Tell me good or you're good, buy me out and do what you want. The question is, if you can force me to go on your ride, you want to do a ganze development, ich will nicht, I don't want to do a development, I want to sell it. Right? You want to split it, mach ganze meises. I'm not... Block of us is different because it could be it was Oymed Lahaskir before. I don't know what it was Oymed for before. We'll get there. 1 second. Now there's a Ramah. The Ramah says as follows. The Makari for the Ramah is a Trumas Adeshan. And the Ramah says, what happens? They want to split. One of them wants to split the house, right? And let's say it's a Yesh Badin Chalukah. They want to split, or they want to split the field. The big field, and they want to split the field. But al yidei splitting it, the value of the two halves will not equal the whole. What's going to be in such a case? Two children yarish in the field, let's keep it simple, right? And the whole field is worth 100,000. But each half, because they're small, people will only pay 40 for it. They're not going to pay the whole 100,000. The whole field is a chaticha ru'il, is kabad, it's a ganta, hefta, is mamela, people will pay a lot of money for it. Al yidei splitting it, the value is going to go down. So I want to read the words of the Rima. The Rima says, and the Makari is a Trumas Adeshan, V'chein, in yoytzil lach like bayis, sheyesh b'din chaluka, a bayis which has a halacha of chaluka, v'habayis yeh nifsad v'nigra, the value of the house will go down, ein yochoy lokuv chaveroy, you cannot force your partner to split, kol shenir le beizdin, when beizdin see, a loss of more than 20%, Zok the Trumas Adeshan, he has gone to Rayos to the Gemara from Bab Matzia, where he got this shear. Because Mishkan Gemara, this is a Trumas Adeshan, the whole Makari of the Trumas Adeshan, and he buys it partly Misvaya, partly from Gemara's in the shear. But you cannot force Chaluka if the Chaluka is going to be mafsid, the erech of the thing in its whole, more than 20%. As they state, no, the Mabit is talking, here we're talking about something which is Yesh Baden Chaluka. Which means, it's a house where when you split it, it's going to be a house. It never was a mansion, it never was nothing. You're not making flats, you're making two houses from it, a semi-detached house. You're putting a wall down the middle, and it's going to be a semi-detached house. So it's a big house, not a mansion. We're talking about a Bayish Sheyesh Baden Chaluka. And it has a Din Chaluka, that means Be'etzem, the Mabit is being mechadish that there are certain things that are called Ein Baden Chaluka. But the remote, the Trumas Adeshan, is talking about something that can be split, a field that can be split, but the value goes down or they're splitting it. Of them, the remote, and of a borrower, as more than a chaymesh, you cannot split it. Now, the question is, so what do they do now? What do they do? The shaila is, can they say good or good in this case? What does the Trumas Adeshan mean? Does the Trumas Adeshan mean, mamela, that's considered the ein bodin chalukah? Because you cannot split it, because splitting it, if the split is going to cause a damage of more than 20%, that's not called, you can split it. That's called something that cannot be split. And therefore, you're back to the halacha of good or yogurt, right? Or Dilma, maybe no. Maybe all the Trumas Adeshan means is, you look at a be'etzem that it could be split. You look at a be'etzem, it could be split. None of us, now I cannot force you to split, to split the thing, right, if I'm going to be causing you hafsid. It's a different halacha. It's I cannot be mafsid my shutaf. It's a completely different halacha. Not that the thing cannot be split. Avadah, the chotzer, the sodah, the house, is a yesh badin chaluka. It's something that could be split. But a different halacha, I cannot cause my shutaf a hafsid more than
20%.
And therefore they're stuck. Safa brech in the cop. What to do? They're stuck.
Isn't there always an option that you sell the field to split the money?
You cannot force that. Beis Din cannot. There's one case where they can. Bederechal, they cannot force it. The only time they can force to sell is if it's an Ein Badin Chaluka and none of them want to buy it. When there is a din of good or yogud, but everyone is saying ogud. Everyone is saying, you buy me. Then Beis Din will sell it to a third party. Is the Maizid the Chassam Sofer? Sorry? Avada, 100%. Without asking. Does it mefurish in the poskim though? It's mefurish though. Any shutuf can sell his part. That's totally in the machlokes Rishonim. That's totally in the machlokes Rambam and Rosh. If a regular shutuf is bound forever, it's in the sugya. But the Maizid the Chassam Sofer said Lahedya that this case, where there's a hefzid more than a chaymish, right? When there's a hefzid more than a chaymish, then it's considered the ein badin chalukah. And the mele, they could say good or yogud, which means they come up with an offer, either you buy me or I buy you. I think it's on the Chassam Sofer. The Marashach asks the kasha, not on the Chassam Sofer, he was a long lot before the Chassam Sofer, but he asks on the Ramah, that he holds it, the Marashach holds it, it's considered the yesh badin chalukah. It's not an ein badin chalukah, it's just a halakha that you can be mafsid. Now the Chassam Sofer is coming from the Ramah, because the Ramah, after he says this halacha, says another halacha. The next halacha is, okay, we'll leave the next halacha, but Lamai says the next halacha is mevuah, that the Ramah learned the Trumas Hadeshan, that this is considered a ein badin chalukah. Now the Gemara tells us, La halacha de all neman, all the poiskim, La halacha Lamaisa, the batidinim, they go with the Chassam Sofer, as Lamaisa, if you have something where the heft is going to be more than a chaymish, then it does apply gudoy agud. The halacha of gudoy agud applies. Now the Gemara tells us the case as follows. The Gemara tells us there were two brothers. One was an oni and one was an oshi. And there was a Yerusha. And the Yerusha, the Gemara says, v'niach lam avia merchet to beis abad. The father left them a bathhouse or a press for olives. So the Gemara says like this, Asan l'schal, if the father rented it out in his lifetime, it was made to be rented, haschal le'emtza. The children go and they split the schal. You keep on renting it, and you split the schal. Now, we're talking about something that's ein badin chalukah. You cannot split a press, and you cannot split a bathhouse when there's one bath in it. It's memela, is that ein badin chalukah? So the Gemara says, Asan l'schal, haschal le'emtza. Asan la'atzmai. What happens if he made it for his own personal use? So what happens? The Gemara says, Osher can tell the Ani, I'm bringing my olives, I'm bringing my, I'm using the bathhouse. If you want, you use it. But the Ani doesn't have any olives to use it for. The Ani doesn't have any olives to use it for. So what can the Ani do? So the Gemara wants to prove from here that there's no halacha of good or yogud. Because otherwise, what's the Asher's taina? The Ani should tell him good or yogud. Either buy me or I'll buy you. Right? That means, that's what the Gemara wants. And the Gemara says that no. An Ani, when he tells the Asher, cannot tell an Asher good or yogud. Why not? Why can an Ani not say? Because he doesn't have any money to buy him out. So Mamela, if he names a price that I will buy you out or you buy me out for this price, right? Then because he's not holding by buying, he didn't say anything. Mamela is nishdok and good ayogud. There's no good ayogud. That means if you have an Ashir and an Ani, and the Ani says, and the Ani is stuck. The Ani is stuck in a place that he cannot leave. That's what the Gemara says. Because there's nothing he can do. He can't say good or you're good, and he can't say anything.
But could you rent his house?
Why? Because it's asan la'atzmoy. See, that's the yisoid. If the father used it for himself, then the son can say, "I want to use it. I want to use it. I don't want to rent it." That's what the hakdama of the Gemara. If the father rented it out, then the Ani is not in any. He has no problem. The Osher is the one who has a problem, because the Ani says, "Let's rent it further." The Osher says, "I don't need the rent. I want to use it. It's bad luck."
One day each
is a halacha that you say by things that you cannot use. But here the Gemara says that you can't say one day each because it can be used simultaneously. No one's using the bathhouse for the whole day.
Even if they want to split. Now they've inherited that bathhouse.
Right.
So now it's not muzzled. Good, fine.
So the
now, so he used it one day, he used it Tuesday. He used it
yeah, but the Ani can't use it. He can't use
no,
it
no,
on.
Well, even if they're two brothers ordinary, not rich and poor.
No, two brothers regular, right?
So what would they do that?
They'll use it at the same time. Not one day, one day. They'll use it at the same time. Oh, yeah, but it's bad luck. I want to use it all the time. You're only saying one day. The Rashba said in Shuvah like this. One day is the worst chalukah that you can make. Yes. Because one day the Eved is mine, one day is yours. Sagan se balagan. And we only say that when your usage is a steer to my usage. So say there's a car, Yash in a car. So now when I'm driving the car, you can't drive the car. When you drive the car, I can't drive the car. To press olives, vice stories, didn't take so long. And the mail, you can use it for all your olives, and I'll use it 20 minutes later. So mail, the Oshikantina, that I want to have constant access. Whenever I need to use it, I want to be able to use it.
He's got the right to constant access, because he's got a brother who's also Yiddish.
Fine, but as long as he's not disturbing the brother's access, he's not. He's not. The brother should also use it. Come use it.
So why not wine one day each?
No, because the brother is technically stuck.
The brother can say, I want to use it on Wednesday.
I want to use it the whole time. There's no... Sorry? There's no good or good over there. Fine, Zaya mentions them handled with mention. No, Bemis. But if the Oshi doesn't want, there's an action on Evilnish. And Evilnish. Okay, fine, we'll get there. Lamaisa, the Rif says Lahedya, the Rif Paskins, Avedika Paskins in Yambam, that the Oshi, he's able to tell the Oni good or yogurt. He's able to go to the Oni and tell him, listen here, good or yogurt. Because the Oshi, he's able to buy out the Oni's share. So he can name a price, and say good or yogurt. Now the Beis Yosef says that he cannot say good or yogurt for less than the price. He cannot take advantage of the Oni's situation. Right, the Oni is a poor fellow, he can't buy it. So he cannot go for less than the market value of what the Oni's share is and say good or yogurt, because the Oni can't buy his half for less than the market share. Of them stating with Yosef that because good or yogurt is a takonas chachomim, it's a takonas chachomim how to break up something that cannot physically be split, Mamela, you cannot do it for less than the value. Of Avadu and Avada, the Rif and the Rambam both paskin, that you could say good, the Oshi could say good or yogurt. Rabbeinu Chananu comes along, and Rabbeinu Chananu tainas that even the Oshi cannot say good or yogurt. And then Dr. Rabbeinu Chananu, the Yosh brings it down. And the Shaila is, what's the lomdus for Rabbeinu Chananu? Why not?
The Oni cannot buy him.
So what if the Oni cannot buy him? The Gemara only says a Svara, that the Oni, when he goes to the Osher and says, good or yogurt, he's not saying ogud. He hasn't said anything. Because he can say he's going to buy it. If he's not holding by buying it, he hasn't said anything. If Mamela Zog the Gemara, there's no such tviya called good. I can't be tviya my shutaf, buy me out. That's not a tviya. The tviya is, either I'll buy you or you'll buy me. So the Oni never was Tiveya, either I'll buy you or you buy me. The Oshu came to the Oni, and he was Tiveya, either I'll buy you or you buy me. Just because the Oni can't, that doesn't come in. So L'chayra, the Pshat in Rabbeinu Chananu, the Lomdus from Rabbeinu Chananu is as follows. Rabbeinu Chananu understood that telling an Oni, good, that means buy me out, is I haven't told him anything. Because he's incapable of buying it, the Mamela, he has to have the option, both options. That's the din of good or yogurt. Good or yogurt is that the nitva, the person you were teiveya, has to have both options. That's what Chazal lo masaken, Mamela, it's fair. It's fair that he has the option to choose. But when he doesn't have any other option, Mamela is nishdok in good or yogurt. As they state in Rabbeinu Chananu. Lemaisa, there's another shaila over here. It's a shaila which comes up in Shuvah Zeryosh. There was a story that there was a Almana and a Yerush. And the Yerush hopefully wasn't her son. And the person left over a house which had three floors. As they given, there were three floors to the house. The bottom there was some kind of store. On top there was Apsadira, and in the middle there was the main Dira where they lived. And the way they did a Chalukah, the way the Beis Din wanted to do a Chalukah, they wanted to say that the Almana, she should get the middle floor. It was basically being split 50-50. And they valued the middle floor basically at 50%. And then the ground floor and the top floor at the other 50%. And they were going to give that to the Yerush. But the Shaila came to the Yerush that the other Yerush tainted like this. He tainted, if I sell the house complete, it's worth much more. it's worth much more than if I'd sell only my half. So Mamele, he wants to say, good oy ogud limkoy. He doesn't have money to buy the whole thing, right? He doesn't have money to buy the whole thing. So he wants to say, good oy ogud, but how will I be able to say good oy ogud? I'm going to say good oy ogud by selling it to somebody else. This is very common. This is common, you have a partnership, and no one's holding by buying the other one out. What they want to do is, one guy wants to sell the whole thing, and Mamela, Zokta, good or your good, how will I sell it? How will I buy out your share? I'll buy out your share by putting it on the market, selling it, and Mamela will split the money. Thus is given the Shaila which came to the Rosh. And the Rosh says that there's no such thing as good or good limker. Sorry?
He hasn't got the capability to buy,
he said. No, not by an Ani and an Ashir.
See, both parties have
They both have the ability to buy it.
This one hasn't.
No, they don't want to buy it, I'm sorry. They don't want to buy it. He doesn't want to buy it, he's not interested in buying it, he wants his money. And so mainly he doesn't want to buy it and then sell it later on. Right? He doesn't want to do that. What he wants to do is, he wants to sell the whole thing and we're going to split the money. So mainly he tells the shutuf, good oy ogud, how you day mekach.
Why couldn't
the only tell that stuff? Oh, that's the Yosh's Jai. So the Yosh says, there's no good oy ogud limkoy, it's a machlekes rishonim, but there's no good oy ogud limkoy, because the Gemara says that by an oni there's no good oy ogud. Now, the oni can always sell it. The oni can always sell it. Says all the oni tainan good oy ogud, are yidei mechira. He'll tell the asher, I'll buy your half for this price, or you buy my half. Ah, you're saying that I haven't said I'll buy your half? Yes, I'll buy your half, are yidei selling it to others.
But the oni can sell his half.
The oni can sell his part without any good oy ogud, but he cannot say good oy ogud limko, and that's the kasha punk the Beis Yosef asks, that why is the oni stuck? Let the oni just sell his half. What happens is the oni is stuck. The Gemara says the oni is stuck. Why is the oni stuck? Let the oni sell his part to someone else. It's the Beis Yosef, it's the Mefush of Beis Yosef in Kufa, in Aleph, the Beis Yosef says that one brother's a Oshir, and a male, no one wants to get involved, the Oshir wants to take advantage of his brother, and Kena Vilnish Arayim Kichendoten. The male, the Gemara says, the Oni is stuck. Because no one's going to go into Azam Matzav Shlogam with the Oshir, the male, Eventnish Zogam. The Yambam Paskins Lahedya, that we do say, good oy ogud limkoy. I think the Rambam paskens that we say good oy ogud limkoy, that means that the oni technically would be able to taina, he wants to sell it, and that's how he's going to buy up the other one's share. Now lemais in Shulchan Aruch, it's 2 days. It's a Ramah. The Ramah says, v'yeish oimrim, v'lo yucha loima good oy ogud, k'she'ein loy mois. Rak tzorich limkoy chelkoy. I think it's Dr. Yosh. It comes from Shuvah Sir Yosh. Aber ich sag dir immer. Seid.